You've probably heard of the musical Annie Get Your Gun, but you may not know it's based on a real woman, Annie Oakley. In the 1870s, Annie began competing in marksmanship contests, becoming the first famous female sharpshooter. And she wasn't competing against other women. She earned her fame in the same league as the men. Hello and welcome to Incredible Feats, a Parcast original. I'm your host, Dan Cummins. You can find episodes of Incredible Feats and all other Parcast originals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no better feeling than a personal win, and the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
While associated with the Old West, Annie was actually born a long way from what we now consider to be the West. Her life began in rural Ohio, north of Cincinnati. Tragedy struck early for Annie, as it did for many back then, and her father died when she was only six, leaving her mom and her six kids to fend for themselves. And these dire circumstances would lead directly to Annie's proficiency with firearms. She started shooting wild game at the age of eight to help feed the family. Annie gets really good at shooting, and soon, before she was even a teenager, she was regularly hunting enough game to start selling to local hotels and restaurants. Then by the time she was a teen, she'd already made a local name for herself with her marksmanship. By the age of only 15, she'd killed and sold so much local game, she'd made enough to pay off the mortgage on the family home. The same year, a traveling gun show came to Cincinnati. These gun shows were an extremely popular type of vaudeville act and drew big crowds. One of the show's star marksmen, Frank Butler, liked to bet locals that no one in town could beat him at sharpshooting. A local hotel owner takes this bet for $100, and then he offers Annie the chance to shoot in his place. The 15-year-old Annie accepts the challenge and agrees to try and outshoot the 25-year-old Frank Butler. Thanksgiving week, 1875, the match is on. This is a huge deal. $100 is life-changing money for Annie. For reference, that mortgage she paid off, it was only $200. Huh, guessing it didn't have central AC or an in-ground pool. Frank doesn't know he's competing against a teenage girl. He'd made the bet with the hotel owner, and he's shocked when she shows up. Frank and Annie each have 25 chances to shoot a target. Whoever hits more birds wins. Frank shoots first. Chivalry is very much alive in 1875, but he does not come close to taking it easy on her. Frank hits his first target, and then his second, and then the next 22 in a row. He ends up hitting 24 out of 25 targets, only missing the very last one. No pressure, Annie. To win, she literally cannot miss. Annie proceeds to nail all 25 targets, nerves of steel. Frank Butler is blown away. He's so impressed, he gives Annie and her family free tickets to his show. They can obviously afford to buy them now, but he has an ulterior motive. Annie didn't just shoot birds in her competition with Frank. She also pulled a Bon Jovi and shot him right through the heart. Frank and Annie get married a year later and will love each other fiercely for the next 50 years. In 1882, young 21-year-old Annie joins Frank's show holding targets. And one night, when he's having an off night, she steps in to shoot and beats him again. From this point forward, she'll be in show business for the rest of her life. She upgrades from squirrels and rabbits to shooting cigarettes out of Frank's mouth. In 1885, Annie and Frank start touring with Buffalo Bill. Annie becomes a star of Buffalo Bill's Wild West show, shooting dimes out of midair, dimes, and shooting bullseyes over her shoulder using a mirror. What? She shoots holes in playing cards, hits flying glass targets, and can even shoot the light out of a candle. She was basically a superhero. I'm not convinced she was entirely human. Over the next 17 years, Annie proves to America she can outshoot basically any man alive and do it in a dress. Then she tours Europe and becomes internationally famous, performing for kings and queens. Frank eventually realizes he just can't compete with his wife, and he becomes Annie's manager. And Annie's sharpshooting financially supports the two of them for the rest of their lives. Thanks for tuning in to Incredible Feats. For more episodes of Incredible Feats, follow us on Spotify. And for more shows like this, check out the other Parcast originals, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. For more information on Annie Oakley, we found the coverage by the Annie Oakley Center Foundation, PBS, and the Buffalo Bill Museum incredibly helpful. And you can find more info on me, Dan Cummins, by listening to my numerous stand-up comedy albums on Spotify or by checking out my true crime, history, and more podcast, Time Suck, and my true horror and campfire tale podcast, Scared to Death. Listen, be inspired, and go accomplish your own incredible feats. See you tomorrow. Incredible Feats is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Parcast Studios original. It was created by Max Cutler. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Kevin McAlpine. Produced by John Cohen and associate produced by Jonathan Ratliff and Maggie Admire. Incredible Feats stars Dan Cummins.